Why didn't you come a week ago? After my first letter.
I'm afraid Your Majesty misunderstands.
I understand perfectly. You have chosen to play the coquette with me.
Well, I had no idea of playing the coquette, sire.
Yes, so much the better. I prefer coquetry when it is instinctive. But now you must make amends. You've made me woo you. All week. A week of hours that might have been filled with happiness for us both. You are the only woman whose favor I have ever begged for.
I understand how difficult it must be for you to beg. Why, even I, sire.
What a charming suppliant you must make. Come, Marie, take those things off. There. Sit down. Let me have this, too. It hides your lovely hair. Lovely. You are lovely, Marie Walewska.
Good night, sire.
Please stay.
Is that a command, sire?
Since you insist. Sit down, Marie Walewska. I had to come. I have come to bring you the spoils of a victory you did not seek. My repentance and my admiration.
Your Majesty has already expressed your admiration lavishly. I beg you to spare me your penitence.
I am your friend, Marie.
Even you cannot make a friend of the slain. Time for friendship is past. And now, sire, have I your permission to retire?
If you insist. Marie, in that one moment I saw you going through the door, the place became unbearable. I am lonely.
Isn't loneliness a small price to pay for power, sire? Am I to understand that the master of Europe, who can command a million men to die for him, cannot command one of them to be his friend? Why don't you issue an order, sire, abolishing your loneliness?
I appeal to your generosity, Marie.
I will be as generous to you as you've been to me. You say you're lonely. Where would you receive a friend? In your heart, that's too full of yourself. In your mind, it's too full of the world. And your desires are unworthy of friendship. You will always be lonely, sire. But you'll bear it. You're pitiless enough, even to yourself.
Isn't it you who are pitiless?
Not I, but the truth.
You presume to know me very well, don't you?
Sire, you stand in the sun.
I can bring all my enemies to their knees, as I have Austria, only to see them struggle to their feet again and fight me. That can't go on forever. I can conquer their armies, but I cannot conquer their hate with artillery. Today, in this castle of the ancient and mighty Habsburgs, I decided to grant them a peace I shall no longer have to enforce. For them, I have been an adventurer, an upstart. I must become one of them. I must mingle my blood with theirs. Think. A son of Napoleon, born of Habsburg blood. It is arranged. It is a fact. You must see it is wise. Marie. Marie. What did you say?
Nothing.
Why do you say nothing?
If you were in my place, what would you say?
I'm not a woman. I cannot put words into your mouth.
And perhaps there are no words.
Marie, understand, my dear. This changes nothing between us. I beg you, I implore you, Marie, listen to me. This is an affair of state. My personal feelings are not involved. I love you. I want you near me always. I haven't even seen the princess. This fusion of ancient blood is a necessity, forced upon me.
Ancient blood. Thin, cold, watery. A dead house, and you are going to live in it. A tomb with a bride that hates you and a family that despises you. Do you think they'll forget that you've beaten them? How they will hate you for forcing yourself upon them.
There is a time for dreams and a time for reality. Those who cannot keep pace with events deserve to die.
What has happened to you? What has changed you so? What are you doing to yourself, to me, to all who believed in you? Is there no other son that you could love but one born of blood that you once despised?
If he is to sit securely on the throne, he must be of royal blood. If it weren't for that, if circumstances hadn't compelled me, it would be you who would be my empress. For it is you, only you, whom I love.